I'm Laura Meneses, and I'm so glad you've joined us for today's weekday meditation with my pastor, Chuck Allen. Over the next few minutes, Pastor Chuck will walk you through a few brief thoughts on Scripture and lead you in a time of quietude, solitude, and meditative prayer. So, settle in and join my friend, Pastor Chuck Allen.
Thanks so much for that introduction, and thanks for joining me on today's weekday meditation, a time in which we invite you to find a place of quietude and solitude and set yourself apart from the noise of this world and be able to speak directly to the Lord, and more importantly, find where you would just simply be still and desire to hear from the Lord. I have found that there are times that the Lord speaks so specifically to me, I know exactly what His voice sounds like. And our desire is that this becomes a part of your spiritual and daily routine. And the more you seek God's voice, the voice, the more you will know it when He speaks to you. Whether it's through a prompting, whether it's in your heart, you feel that tug, maybe it's a bit of a shove, and at times even audibly, are you hearing from God? In David's Psalm, in chapter 30, Eugene Peterson writes in the Message, "I give you all the credit, God. You got me out of that mess. You didn't let my foes gloat. God, my God, I yelled for help and you put me together. God, you pulled me out of the grave, gave me another chance at life when I was down and out. All you saints, sing your hearts out to God. Thank Him to His face." I love how that sounds. Listen to what it goes out to say in verse 6. It says, "When things were going great, I crowed, 'I've got it made. I'm God's favorite. He made me king of the mountain.' And then you look the other way and I fell to pieces." You know, the picture of that is that David is writing, and he knew this firsthand. This is the guy that had killed a bear, and this is the guy that killed a lion, and this is the guy that had killed Goliath, and this was the guy that had made a disastrous series of choices in his life, and yet he was getting himself clean before the Lord, and he literally could say, "I want to sing my heart out to you and thank you to your face, that when I have gotten haughty, thinking that I had arrived and I was on the mountaintop, I looked inwardly instead of looking up, and Lord, I fell to pieces." My friend, today, if you're in pieces or if you're on top of the mountain, David's reminder to us is so good. And so in our time of meditation, I want to invite you just to kind of still yourself and quiet yourself. And in a time of meditative prayer, I invite you to take a couple of deep breaths to separate yourself from the busyness and urgency of life. Let's breathe together. You ready? Let's breathe again. Hold it. And maybe one more today. You ready? And go ahead, and as David wrote, thank the Lord to His face right now. Lift your head up and look toward heaven and say, "God, I want to thank you," and then tell Him three things that you want to thank Him for right now. It may be as simple as your breathing. It may be that He's carried you through a night, or it could be that you're trusting Him for something today or tomorrow. But look, literally, look up. Thank the Lord to His face. And if things are going great, thank the Lord in recognition that it's not what you have done, but what He has done. And if you're in the valley and not on the mountaintop, look to the Lord and recognize that you might be falling to pieces, but ask Him to put you back together. And now I invite you to take a couple of moments and just be quiet and still. It's one of the most difficult things to do, but it's one of the most important spiritual disciplines you'll ever learn. And that is to take just a few moments and be completely quiet and listen for what the Lord is wanting to speak into your life, however He speaks to you. Be open to that, be sensitive to it, be ready to receive it, and then act upon that. I'll be back in a few moments, and I'll mind the time. You listen for the voice of God. Well, welcome back. It's always something special to be quiet. It's in great demand today, and honestly, it's unless we fight for it in our life, it just doesn't happen. I want to remind you that in this text in Psalm chapter 30 and verse 8, the text comes back and says, I called out to you, God. I laid my case before you. He goes on, and this is what he says, help me out of this. And then in verse 11, he says, you did it. You changed my wild lament into whirling dance. You ripped off my black mourning band and decked me with wildflowers. I'm about to burst with song. I can't keep quiet about you, God, my God. I can't thank you enough, my friend, through the rest of this day. As you remain in a spirit of prayer, remember to thank him. You cannot thank him enough because he loves you, and there's nothing you can do to make him not love you. My friend, thanks for joining me on today's weekday meditation. I'm so grateful. Hopefully you'll jump over to our sister podcast, the Weekday Podcast, and get a cup of encouragement today to go along with your time of peace, direction, and power. God bless you.
Thanks, Pastor Chuck. I trust that you've been encouraged in your time of meditation today. You can subscribe to the Weekday Meditation in iTunes or your favorite podcast platform. And I also hope you'll listen to today's Weekday Podcast. Just 5 minutes a day and 5 days a week, the Weekday Podcast is a cup of encouragement straight from Scripture. Pastor Chuck will be back with another Weekday Meditation tomorrow. Thanks again, and go in peace.